Nick and I will share our weekend selections. Another four NFL playoff games. There'll have to be some double dipping. We pay homage to the quarterback disaster known as Nate Peterman. We call it the pick six.
Let's see what Nathan Peterman, the rookie from Pitt, can do.
Peterman rolling and throwing off the hands of DeMarco and intercepted. Patrick DeMarco couldn't hold it. Corey Toomer has it. And down the sideline, he tightropes. Corey Toomer is in for a Charger touchdown. Pass rushers that will come after the rookie, and they do. He floats one. And that's intercepted across the 25-yard line. Pressure coming. Peterman hit, and that is his third interception of the day. Trey Boston blitzes on, and Peterman's throw. And that's another takeaway for the Bears. Leonard Floyd with a touchdown for Chicago.
Peterman picked off Joseph, and he will go! Touchdown!
They quickly found out, not too much.
Wow. Savage, man. Just savage. You want to go first?
You go first.
All right. I combined analysis what I actually want to happen. So, in essence, I just convinced myself of this. I might not even believe it. I'm 10-6-1. Knicks got to make up three games. Colts, Chiefs, we know the history. Last KC victory in the playoffs at Arrowhead. Montana was quarterback 5 years ago, 45-44, insanity. Chiefs a solid 5.5-point home chalk. The weather's probably going to be a factor, but it looks like snow, not rain. The Colt defense did well to stop the Texans, even at Texas. I just think it's a different deal. I like the Chiefs to actually roll. I'm laying the whole 5.5, and I'm tagging it with a shootout. I'm going over 56.
Wow. All right. I am 7-9-2. That's right. I had another tie. Last week, though, was my best week. I went 3-2-1. I'm going the opposite of Steve. I'm going Indy plus 5.5. If it's snowy, I think the Colts are going to have to run the ball. They ran really well against a really good Texans runs defense. Quentin Nelson absolutely manhandled Jadeveon Clowney. Picked him up, put him in his pocket, forgot about him, didn't realize it until he got home. The Colts defense, though, does have me a little worried. 20th against the pass this year. The Chiefs were a lot worse. 31st against the pass, 27th against the run. I just think the Colts defense is going to be better. They're going to show up. It's the Chiefs in the playoffs. It never goes well. It's Andy Reid in the playoffs. It never goes well. I got the Colts plus 5.5.
Cowboys Rams tomorrow night at the LA Mausoleum. I think, like we talked about yesterday, Dallas being young, being so young bodes well for the future. I think they've saved Jason Garrett's job. Dak is an X factor. I think the Rams got to find a way to free up Aaron Donald, crash the pocket, force those bad throws he's capable of. Limit the damage Zeke does running. I think they benefited from last year losing at home to the Falcons. Kind of a growing pains thing. Gurley will play, so we'll tackle Andrew Whitworth. Dallas gets smacked back to reality. Rams win their first playoff game in L.A., like I said, since Flipper Anderson and Jim Everett hooked up. The embraceable U's dancing in the aisles lay the 7.
I'm going the other way again.
Uh-oh.
I'm also taking the over 49.5. The Cowboys defense has been very good. Leighton Vander Esch, as a rookie, led the team in tackles by more than 20. DeMarcus Lawrence leading the team in QB hits and tackles. Randy Gregory just right behind him in all of those. They can stop the run, and the problem with that is that the Rams are more than happy to abandon that to make it this game a shootout. That's why I like the over 49.5. In three games that Dallas were 7-point underdogs, though, they covered and won outright each of those times. At Philly week 10 versus New Orleans week 13, at the Giants week 17. The Rams are 1-7 against the spread when 7 points favorites, and the Rams also hit the over in all of those games, which while not covering though, which is what I think happens here. Rams win in a close one. Dallas plus 7.
Sunday morning.
Woo!
Patriots, Jags, whether it be the hot ticket or the sexy pick, I'm feeling the entire planet outside of Boston is riding the Bolt bandwagon. Hearing a bunch about supporting staff, but I'm cleaning off the dirt that's been piled up on the Patriot casket. And while it pains me, let's not forget who ended up earning this bye. I don't think Mel Gordon's 100%. I don't like this road trip after playing last week with New England lying in wait. New England will have Gronk. He's not even on the injury report. Looks like Devin McCourty is a go. History says go with New England. I hope I'm wrong, and I am a lot. I'm laying the 4, and I was thinking about the under, but nah, I'm just going to lay the 4.
All right. I am again doing the opposite. What? I'm taking the Carson Chargers +4. I really thought this one we'd go the same way just because you hate New England that much. But the Carson Chargers, undefeated outside of California this year. Steve, can you guess where Foxborough Stadium is?
Gillette.
That is correct. It is not in California. The Chargers won last week playing in the 10 o'clock Sunday morning game. They were undefeated in that time slot this season. Why stop now? The front line, Melvin Ingram, Joey Bosa, Uchenna Nwosu, Darius Filon, plenty of pressure. They got plenty of pressure on Lamar Jackson last week, who is young and fast and willing to leave the pocket. Tom Brady, old slow, lives in the pocket and has his worst playoff games when you can get to him with pressure from 4. I think the Chargers can do that. I think they'll be able to put up points. Brady, being Brady, will be able to also match the points. Clippers +4 over 47.5.
Lastly, from the Superdome, weather shan't be a factor. It's the magic of Philly and the Aints. I think we're going to have a dandy here. Is it even possible to pick against Nick Foles ever again in a big game? Has he become immune to pressure? Well, he's got no fear of failure, but he won the Super Bowl and nobody convinced themselves he's a frontliner. That might have changed that last week, but I'll tell you what. Remember, they won because of a tip followed by a double doink, and that might be a better Bears defense, but this is a superior Saint offense. Who dat? No messing around. Score early. Pressure, build the lead, zany second half, midnight comes for Cinderella, Saints -7, and I'm taking over 51.5, Shootout City.
I have the Saints -8, so I'll take your 7.
We'll and a half.
So you have 7.5? Or 7?
Let's say -7. That's my site.
Okay.
Which updates as opposed to the paper or the ESPN site.
Well, I had -8 this morning, so we'll go with your 7. I'll still take the Saints -7, and I know it's probably not smart to bet against the Eagles mojo that they've got going, but I've got to do it. The secondary really struggled against the pass last week. Michael Thomas is going to have a monster game, and the Eagles secondary, like I said, had a bad week covering Allen Robinson of much people. I don't think the Eagles have the linebackers to cover Kamara out of the backfield. Field or if he's lined up wide. I've been saying for a while the Saints are going to the Super Bowl for months. Home field advantage is a big deal. Their defense is better and reborn. Saints are going to run away with it -7.
All righty. So by the way, the table is set. Either you're going to catch me or I'm going to run and hide. So things could get settled tomorrow and Sunday.